This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Live, kicking off hour number three in studio tonight. It's Daryl.
And Chris.
And you can join us on the phones, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can also join us online on the forums that we have. That's a sub-forum of the Shire Society forums. Go to forum.freetalklive.com. Join other Free Talk Live listeners and, you know, other people that love the ideas of liberty. You will have to make an introductory post, but it's real easy to use. Forum.freetalklive.com. Now, we've been off and on for about the last hour or so, talking about this story out of Vermont, to where the Vermont Department of Taxation, that I've been referring to as the Department of Theft, has been sending out letters to people in Vermont saying, we think you owe this thing called a use tax that you probably have never heard of before, because how many people actually wind up reading every statute and regulation that exists to find out all of the weird things that they're doing that are in violation of statutes and regulations that they didn't know existed. But, as they say, ignorance of the law is no excuse, young man. So, here's a letter. We think you owe this use tax. Please tell us how much stuff you've bought that is subject to the use tax and that you did not pay, and give us money. And there was a figure that you went over a little bit ago to where they estimate that roughly 75% of people living in Vermont are subject to some amount of use tax, and that amount could be, you know, a dollar. You went into New Hampshire and bought a candy bar, and then you ate it in Vermont. And, well, that is subject because, you know, that candy bar wasn't taxed in New Hampshire, and it would have been taxed in Vermont, and you used it in Vermont, so you pay us that 9 cents on that Snickers bar, young man. Or it could be, you know, large items such as you bought a car, you bought, you know, large amounts of clothing or whatever, and then went back to Vermont and did not pay this use tax. So they're estimating that 75% of people in Vermont could also be something you bought from the Sears and Roebuck catalog and didn't inform us about. 75% of Vermonters are estimated to owe some amount of use tax, but only about 10% have actually paid any use tax. That's a correct summary. So yeah, that's about where we were in the article.
Yeah.
All right.
So I want to know if I can get a refund for my sales tax when I don't use the product in Vermont and I come to New Hampshire.
I don't think that's how that works. Now there might be some kind of form that you can, you know, call up the Department of Theft in Vermont and ask about.
So
there might be something on the federal income tax thing, because I know when I've lived in states that had sales taxes before, there's some kind of thing to where you can deduct off certain amount of sales tax against tax liabilities. So I don't really know the answer to that question.
I actually have dealt with this, but not at a state-by-state level, but at a country level. And I know Canada has something similar to that.
Right, because you sell computers and other hardware devices, and you ship internationally.
Right.
ThinkPenguin.com is the website for that, and those are privacy-centric devices.
Yeah, definitely all privacy-friendly stuff, yeah.
And, again, you do ship international, so yes. If you are worried about the NSA spying on you because you're a foreign national, then, well, Chris might be able to help you. I'm not going to say he definitely can, but he might be able to. ThinkPenguin.com. So let's continue with the article here.
All right. So let's see here. Sampson said the letters should not be construed as a threat or an intent to initiate a tax audit.
Samson being the guy from the Department of Theft that's sending out these letters. We're not threatening you, but we think you owe us some money.
The letters offer...
Wink, wink, nudge, nudge. It's not a threat, but pay up. Yeah. But it's not a threat.
Yeah, it's. I'm not blackmailing you, but you might want to pay up. The letters offers... The letters offer filers until October 31st to pay any outstanding use tax without interest or penalty.
Oh, well, that's nice of them.
So I guess a penalty is not a threat.
No, see, if you comply before October 31st, then nothing's going to happen to you. If you pay off the debt that you owe, then you get to keep your kneecaps.
Yeah. We're encouraged by folks who've come forward and said, you know, potentially I may have misunderstood or overlooked it, and here's a payment. Yeah, okay. That's turning out well, but mostly we're raising awareness, and as people go into the 2017 tax filing season, it's maybe further toward the front of their mind, Samson said. Online sales are blamed for a slow, steady erosion in sales tax receipts in recent years, but the rules are starting to change. A new state law requires large online retailers... Okay, so we talked about this before. To report...
Right, but just recap, because there might be somebody that did not hear that.
To report to the tax department consumer sales to Vermonters totaling more than $500 a year.
So, again, if somebody buys one of your computers...
Yep.
And they live in Vermont, then the Vermont state government is saying that if you're a large retailer, however they define that...
$500 or more a year.
Well, that's only if a customer, but it doesn't define what they consider large retailers. That's just the threshold where the large retailer has to contact the department. But still, if you sell one of your computers and you're classified a large retailer...
Are you interpreting that as $500 for a given item?
I'm interpreting that if, let's say that we have some listeners that live in Vermont. Let's say that one of them purchases multiple items throughout the year that totals more than $500.
Oh, that's how you're interpreting that.
Then... a quote-unquote large retailer, and they don't define large retailer. It just says large retailers would be required to notify once a customer has purchased more than $500 worth of items.
I'm so glad I don't live in a state where sales tax is collected, period.
Right, but again, you do business across state lines.
I do,
so...
but I'm not complying with something that's not applicable to me in the first place.
Right, and you know, this is one of the problems, and... cryptocurrency businesses have really sort of come under fire recently for various things. Washington State recently implemented some onerous regulation for cryptocurrencies, and I've actually received emails from crypto businesses that I may or may not have ever done business with saying, effective this date, we are no longer doing business in Washington because they want us to collect all of this information on all of our customers if any of our customers live in Washington. So, very similar to what was proposed in New York, that Bit license.
And this is exactly like Nexus. This is basically what Nexus is all about. So, basically, if you don't want to have to comply with a certain state's laws, don't do business in that state. You can ship to that state, but you can't operate any bank accounts. You can't send any representatives out to fix products. You can't even send a CD that you own that's going to be returned to you. Now you can send it if they get to keep it, but if it's going to be returned, you can't.
Some regulatory agencies are trying to interpret, well, you did some business with someone living in our state, so therefore you are subject to all of our regulations. And again, it's something that somebody's going to have to wind up going to court and challenging to see if it winds up standing.
But the thing is, it's already been challenged. There's numerous
Ferguson was existing precedent before Brown versus Board of Education.
So
court precedents can wind up being overturned.
Yeah, you're right.
Your calls and thoughts, welcome. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Is there more to this article here?
One last thing,
All right, let's go through this real quick.
Apparently, Amazon has agreed to begin collecting Vermont sales tax last spring. I'm assuming they don't have any access to Vermont. But it would be interesting to find out if they do.
I don't think they have a shipping facility in Vermont. I think the closest would be somewhere in Massachusetts.
So it's intimidation's working, unfortunately.
Yep. 855-450-FREE. That's the toll-free call-in line where you can join us. This is Free Talk Live.
Ron Paul, Judge Napolitano, Jesse Ventura, Dennis Kucinich, Roger Ver, Colin and Jim Cantrell, Jordan Page, and Tatiana Morose. Top minds in aerospace, cryptocurrency, blockchain technology, fine arts, politics, and finance, all at the Nexus Conference in Aspen, Colorado, September the 21st through the 23rd. Don't let this opportunity pass you by. Get your tickets now at nexus.freetalklive.com. New ideas and new opportunities all to be had on September the 21st through the 23rd. nexus.freetalklive.com. If you want to promote your business, organization, website, or club, radio is a great way to reach a lot of people. And because the ads are low cost, you can reach them a lot more often. Repetition builds reputation, and ads with audio are just more convincing than print or digital. If you need local people, please contact this station. If you can sell nationally, I'd love to help. Free Talk Live is nationally syndicated on more than 170 radio stations, and we have a large and loyal podcast audience. Check out our packages at advertise.freetalklive.com. If you need something custom, contact me, Mark at freetalklive.com.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep your essentials protected. You can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to see EMP testing. That's PortableSolarLLC.com. Energy insurance for your family.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. In studio, it's Daryl.
And Chris.
And if you have Bitcoin, I want you to download the official wallet of Free Talk Live. That is Jax, J-A-X-X. You can find it in the Apple App Store, the Google Play Store, the App Store of your choice, or you can go to Jax.io. That's J-A-X-X.io. Jax Wallet has compatibility for Bitcoin, Ether, Dash, I think Zcash now, more currencies on the way, and their Shapeshift integration that allows for frictionless, easy exchange between currencies. It was created by Anthony DiOrio, the creator of CryptoKit and founder of Ethereum. It's easy to back up your wallet and recover funds with Jax, and Jax is striving to give you command over your digital life. Coins, contracts, currencies, identity, and more. Your digital command center in the palm of your hand. Jax, the official wallet of Free Talk Live. That's JAXX.io. So, did a little bit of digging to try to clarify this large vendor thing, specifically in Vermont, because that's what we've been talking about, because the Department of Taxation sent 20,000 letters to people saying, we think you owe some use tax. According to Nolo.com, they say that a large internet vendor is one with no physical presence in the state and has sold in excess of $10,000 of sales in Vermont in the preceding tax year.
Okay, so none of the people who operate outside of Vermont are operating in Vermont, so they didn't sell it in Vermont. There's so many reasons this doesn't apply to anybody outside Vermont.
If you, Chris, operating a business in New Hampshire, sell $10,000 worth of stuff that you ship into Vermont,
right?
Then they are saying you are a large internet, you are a large business having done business in Vermont. And I know there are words that are being used that, you know, might not fit, various legal things.
Somebody needs to go into Vermont and explain to them what Nexus is and why the law doesn't apply to people outside their own state.
They're saying that the laws apply because you, as a large vendor selling stuff to people in Vermont,
you have to have Nexus.
Your items are, and the article here from Nolo says the role of physical presence or Nexus has become more complicated since 2011.
Okay.
In that year, the Vermont legislature took actions that would move the state towards requiring large internet vendors to collect sales tax. And again, they're saying the large vendors are those that have shipped $10,000 worth of product into the state of Vermont. That is what gives you connection to that geographic area where the state of Vermont claims a monopoly over the use of force in that
it's not
location.
The thing is, it's not the dollar amount that creates Nexus. It's whether or not you have property as a business owner or something in that state that is yours. This is why,
again, you're making a legal argument to someone that cannot wind up upholding or nullifying your statement.
Right. I'm sorry. This is my interpretation.
This is going to wind up for your argument to wind up having any sort of effect on what the Vermont legislature does. You're going to have to go to court. And the only way you can do that is if you have standing, which means you need to sell $10,000 worth of computers to someone in Vermont or multiple someones in Vermont, not collect the use tax, not collect the sales tax, and then go to court.
Yeah.
And that's not necessarily something that I wind up recommending, because when you're the defendant,
they're the one who's going to have to come after me, and I will take it to court. If that's what they decide to.
Right. So that's what they're defining as that large internet, because the article that you had mentioned large internet company, and we were trying to figure out what's the definition of large internet company, and your interpretation based on the reading of the article was if they sold $500 to someone, and this is saying $10,000, and I think the $500 is if an individual person purchases $500 of stuff throughout a year. And a lot of this, it's largely speculation. And again, your mileage may vary where you live, but it's definitely something. If you buy things online and sales tax is not collected, you may or may not be subject to a use tax. We're not giving legal advice.
Right. Vermont's not the only state that has attempted to do stuff like this. California and a bunch of others have too. And depending on the type of retailer, most are not complying with it because they're not subject to it. And
right.
It's like, if you look at like maybe Newegg, for example, is probably one that probably isn't doing it. And a bunch of, I mean, they're fairly large retailers,
Sears.
But they're not.
Even Sears, they have physical stores in places, but if you buy things from the catalog.
It's because they're separate entities probably set up intentionally for that.
Right, but there's this sales tax exemption that a lot of people have just referred to as the internet loophole.
Yeah.
But it's existed for well over 100 years.
It's not the internet loophole. It's a catalog loophole, if you're going to call it a loophole. But it's,
right, but I've heard people refer to it as the internet loophole.
That's misleading.
I know it is. It's just like when people say that what the Oregon legislature did, where they defelonized possession of most illegal substances, I've heard people call that decrim. That's not decrim because there is still a criminal penalty. Mm. It's defelonization.
Right.
So people use words in manners that they should not be used, which is why I say that the English language is absolutely horrible. That and there's there are words that have multiple meanings to where if I say, Chris, I love pizza, you're not going to think that I'm in a relationship with pizza. But if I say, I love this girl that lives down the street, oh, that's so sweet. You've got a girl. Because the word love means many, many different things.
Sure.
And there are many other words in the English language that have multiple meanings. And then, people will use a word and the speaker might intend to mean one thing, but the reader or the listener hears something else, and English is absolutely horrible. But it's the only language I'm fluent in, and it's the only one that is helping me do something along the lines of communicate with people. And let's go to the phones, 855-450-FREE. We've got Sarah calling in from Albuquerque. Sarah, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts. Sarah in Albuquerque, are you there? I am going to put her on hold, and maybe she's stepped away from the phone. It says here she wanted to talk about ancestral fears. Maybe some of her ancestors came and abducted her. I don't know. She's had some really weird calls the last few nights. So, I don't know. Maybe something weird is going on. And speaking of weird things going on, there was a Kansas City librarian that actually went to trial for defending someone's free speech. Yikes. We'll tell you what happened, plus your calls and thoughts. Welcome. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Use discount code GCN and receive 15% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter and get your Bug Assault today.
Kiyosaki, Rogers, and Schiff all concur there's an economic calamity that'll be facing this country. My question to you is, do you know when and are you prepared? Most people don't, but my friends over at Republic Monetary Exchange have been leading experts in precious metals to help you offset the coming economic collapse. Right now, for a limited time, they have a free book called The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. You simply need to give them a call at 888-772-2929 to get that in your hands. Do not allow the insiders to do what they did to you in 2008, putting your IRAs, 401ks, and savings in jeopardy. You need this book, and you need it now. The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. Call 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. There's a reason that the largest investment banking company in the world, J.P. Morgan, just purchased another 50 million ounces of silver. This free book will explain it. 888-772-2929.
Attention, type 2 diabetics. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA has warned that Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR and other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes cause an increased role in amputations of the toes, feet, and legs. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-475-7607. That's 800-475-7607. Again, 800-475-7607. Call now.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. www.injuryhelpdesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. In studio is Daryl.
And Chris.
And we've been talking about use tax and sales tax. And one thing that's wonderful about living in New Hampshire is there is no sales tax, which means when you purchase things from Amazon, you don't wind up having to pay a sales tax if you get it shipped to New Hampshire. If you, and I actually know somebody that moved from Massachusetts and he forgot to change his address on his Amazon account. And he ordered something, and he was like, why the hell is there sales tax? Oh, it shipped to my parents' house because he forgot to update the address. So in addition to not having to pay sales tax, I also save big time when I buy things from Amazon. I recently purchased some Cobra grips. Now, if you're watching the webcam at cam.freetalklive.com, you'll see me holding up one of my Cobra grips. Now, this is a workout piece of equipment, allows me to get extra grip on a bar when I'm doing shoulder lifts, deadlifts, shrugs, things of that sort. Got 23% discount. And the way I did that is I went to saveatpurse.com, and then I added these to an Amazon wish list, imported the wish list to my account there at saveatpurse.com, requested 23% discount, funded the account with Bitcoin. Actually, I think on this, I used ShapeShift integration and used Dash and saved, again, 23%. Order was fulfilled within a couple of hours. I wound up getting the items, went back to saveatpurse.com, clicked the button, I have these items, and then the person on the other end wound up getting the Bitcoin, and everybody was happy. And you can get these big savings as well. Saveatpurse.com. That's saveatpurse.com. Let's go back to Sarah calling in from Albuquerque. Sarah, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Yes, I'm sorry. I pressed the mute button. I didn't know I did that. But okay. I wanted to mention that I talked to you about this before, that, you know, that our fears, most people's fears are actually cellular memory fears, that what our ancestors were fearful of thousands of years ago.
So like woolly mammoths and saber-toothed tigers?
I suppose. I guess we would all be afraid if we saw a wild animal loose. You know what I'm saying? It would be very instinctive if but we're not around like tigers and lions. But if we were in the woods and we saw a tiger or a lion, we'd be scared to death because there will be dinner, you know?
So, well, you wouldn't necessarily be dinner, but there are reasons to be afraid of those other than, you know, my 27th great-grandfather was mauled by a tiger. The reason to fear a tiger is it has very sharp claws and very sharp teeth. There are some people that are scared of dogs, and it has nothing to do with, you know, like their grandparent, you know, was a dog breeder or something. They're, you know, just animals that can attack you, and that's reason to be afraid. Now, if you were to say this particular person is afraid of butterflies, then, okay, you know, I might question something, but I still don't think it goes back to, you know, something happened to, you know, some great-great-great-grandparent thousands of years ago. Chris, you look either confused or like you have something to say.
Yeah, I'm just baffled. I mean, have you ever been to Yellowstone?
No.
Okay. So Yellowstone is like this huge park. I think it gets like one or a little over a million a year, or maybe it's 3 million. But
a bunch of people go there.
It's really huge, and there's lots of wild animals, and that's kind of why you go, right? You would not believe that people are afraid of bears and things like that, and buffalo, and all these huge animals that like you would think that you should be really fearful of. But people get out of their cars and they go right up to them, even though
there are big warning signs
and say don't get out of your car.
There are big giant signs.
Yeah.
Say, don't attempt to pet the buffalo.
Yes. Despite the fact that people get mauled by these bears and these buffalo, they still do it, you know? I cannot conceive that we have this fear. I mean, or if there is, it's like, we certainly don't all have it.
Right, and a lot of fears, and there have even been scientific studies to back this up, a lot of fears that people have are learned. They're not ingrained. So it's, you know, the question of nature versus nurture. And a lot of it is nurture.
Yeah, I would suspect that has got to be the case.
Sarah, go ahead with your thought.
I wanted to also mention that, you know, last year that we know that we had 40,000 people killed in automobile crashes, but we're more of afraid of getting a red light camera ticket rather than getting killed by a car.
So is that because the cavemen were scared of red lights that didn't exist? How are you making this connection between ancestral fears and red light cameras? This is a new one for me.
That's right. You know, I met a kid, like, maybe 23 years old. He told me that I hate red light cameras, and he told me I only got hit that car four times. That's four times. But he said he hates red light cameras because doesn't work. So, I mean, like, that's the prime example is that we only had the cars in the last 100 years, not 3,000 years. If we had 3,000, 5,000 years of people getting hit by a car, by now we would be fanatical about auto safety. But it's only been here, what, like 80 years, 70 years, and we have like 1.3 million people killed worldwide in 1 year last year. But we still hate red light cameras and speeding vans. We'd rather get killed by a car.
Now, Sarah, we've told you the statistics numerous times of how many people that wind up getting hit by cars are actually intoxicated themselves, but you never listen to what we say. Thank you for the call.
I would love to know how many times Sarah has been hit by a car.
Probably never, because I don't think she ever leaves her house except to go get on the city bus, because the bus doesn't use gas,
right,
allegedly.
I've never been hit by a car.
Nor have I.
Do you know anybody who's been hit by a car?
I don't know anybody that's been hit by a car. I do know someone who accidentally hit someone with their car. Now, it was a thing of the person had jumped out in front of them. The road was also wet, so when they hit the brakes, they wound up sliding. But, no, I don't know anybody that,
I'm gonna say that
has ever been hit by a car. I go running 3 to 5 times a week, crossing roads, and I've never been hit by a car. I will run in front of cars, and not like, you know, right in front of a car, but, you know, if I see a car, you know, half a city block away, I'll go ahead and run across the street.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know a whole lot of drunk people, so, I mean, maybe if I was in that group, maybe I would know more people who were hit by cars, but I just don't.
I don't know if you, Chris, have been here in studio when we've given Sarah the statistics, but in Albuquerque, 57% of the pedestrians that were hit in a certain time period were both intoxicated and not inside the crosswalk.
I think I might have been.
But again, she doesn't listen to what we tell her. She doesn't listen to the show on hold. So that is what it is. So let's change gears here real quick. Mentioned that there was a librarian that went on trial for defending someone's free speech. Well, what happened? I'll tell you. Story comes from KansasCity.com. Kansas City librarian Steve Woolfolk received a national award and was put on trial for the same act, trying to stop police from arresting a library patron. After a trial in the story from earlier in the month, after a trial in Kansas City Municipal Court, Woolfolk was found not guilty.
Actually shocked on that one.
Not guilty of obstruction, interference with an arrest, and assaulting a police officer.
Wow.
The charges against the Kansas City Library's Director of Programming and Marketing stemmed from an incident in May 2016 when Woolfolk tried to stop the arrest of library patron Jeremy Roth-Kushel during the question and answer part of a talk by Middle East expert and diplomat Dennis Ross at the Plaza Library. We'll finish telling you what happened and why the librarian wound up getting charged with obstruction, interfering with an arrest, and assault of a police officer, plus your calls and thoughts. Welcome, 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live.
Crimes of the Crown by Captain Mark. The Crown casts the world in shadow and claims to be our guiding light. Cowards clamor for security from boogeymen and ghost stories. Well, I say these hobgoblins are imaginary. I say those they propped up as our liberators are now subsisting on our bondage. I say there is freedom in the black, and that's exactly where we intend to go. The Crown banishes its own officers for exposing its crimes and tortures dissidents to the brink of madness. It dominates the globe and swallows the wealth of generations, leaving only blood and excrement. The Crown calls it piracy to explore frontiers beyond its grasp. So the time has come for us to define the conduct among pirates. I say the Crown has trampled our necks long enough. Need decentralized solutions to centralized problems? Looking for a community of like-minded scoundrels? Or just want some swag to let the Crown know what you think of it? Join the conversation at piratewithoutborders.com. We won't be hard to find.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now.
855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-510-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-510-BACK to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-510-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
With nearly 70 years of history engineering bunkers, today, Atlas Survival Shelters is still the authority. Atlas offers 18 different choices, from commercial tornado shelters to underground nuclear fallout shelters, starting at just $99.99, with 100% financing available, comfortable interiors, and state-of-the-art air filtration systems. Atlas Survival Shelters are the most popular private survival shelters in the world. Call 1-855-4-BUNKER now, or visit atlassurvivalshelters.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. That's the toll-free call-in line. Might have time for you and your thoughts if you call in right now. Otherwise, well, you're out of luck for tonight if we don't get you on. But we are live all 7 nights of the week from 7 to 10 p.m. Eastern, and always online at freetalklive.com. In studio tonight, it's Daryl.
And Chris.
And mentioned the story out of Kansas City, where Kansas City librarian Steve Woolfolk received both a national award and criminal charges for the same thing, attempting to stop a police officer from arresting one of the patrons of his library. The charges against Woolfolk, who, again, is the Kansas City Public Library's Director of Programming and Marketing, wound up during an incident in May 2016. Woolfolk tried to stop the arrest of library patron Jeremy Roth Kushel during the question and answer portion of a talk by Middle East expert and diplomat Dennis Ross at La Plaza Library. Roth Kushel of Lawrence, Kansas, had been in the middle of asking Ross a series of challenging questions when he was seized by private guards and off-duty police working security at the public event. Library officials protested the arrest, with Executive Director R. Crosby Kemper III publicly saying he was outraged and that the city was violating the First Amendment. Kansas City police stood by the arrest, and city prosecutors added the assault charge against Woolfell later, or nearly a year later. After a trial that ran late into the afternoon, again earlier this month, Kansas City Municipal Judge Joseph H. Locascio issued a quick ruling acquitting Woolfolk on all three accounts. Again, those counts were obstruction, interference with an arrest, and assaulting a police officer. The judge says It was a public event. Assistant City Attorney Mike Heffernan, who prosecuted the case, referred questions to City Prosecutor Linda Miller. She could not be reached for comment at the time that this article was written. Wolf Oak said he was relieved the ordeal was over. He had been saving a bottle of Macallan Scotch for about a year since the case was scheduled for trial, and he hoped to open it Friday night as celebration. He says, "I'm elated. I could not be happier. Free speech is a fundamental tenet of the library system." During the months the case worked its way through the system, the American Library Association threw its support and gave the Kansas City Library the Paul Howard Award for Courage. Wolf Oak received the Lemony Snicket Prize for Noble Librarians Faced with Adversity. If Wolf Oak had been convicted of any of the charges, he could have faced up to 6 months in jail. The assault charge could have also brought a fine of up to $1,000. Roth Kushel had been scheduled for trial the same day on charges of trespassing and resisting arrest. But there's good news. I see that look on your face. There's actually good news here, Chris. Prosecutors dropped the charges a few months before the case was scheduled to go to court. Miller, who again was the city prosecutor, said that she could not comment on why the charges against Roth Kushel were dropped. And the arrest, again, happened in May at the event where there was a Middle East expert. There's a little bit more to the article here. The Plaza Library hosted the lecture. Wolf Oak, as director of public programming, was in charge. The library typically does not have security at such events. However, in this case, the Jewish Community Foundation proposed to hire private and off-duty police officers as security for the speaker, again, Middle East expert. They don't give the first name down later in the story, last name Ross. The library agreed on the condition, according to library officials, that security not remove anyone from the audience without permission of the library. The event proceeded without incident until Ross took a question from Ross Kushel, who asked a long, convoluted question that, among other things, concerned whether Jewish Americans, such as himself, should oppose actions by the U.S. and Israeli governments that amount to state-sponsored terrorism. The exchange was recorded on video, according to KansasCity.com. Ross Kushel asked, "When are we going to stand up and be ethical Jews and Americans?" As seen in the video, he was still standing at the microphone and speaking quietly when a guard grabbed him and he shouted, "Get your hands off me right now!" After Wolf Oak tried to intervene, officers arrested both men. Wolf Oak said he suffered a torn medial collateral ligament, an MCL, in his knee when a police officer kneed him in the leg. Kemper, the library director, said the library paid workers' compensation for the injury. Kemper had been vocal in defending both Wolfell and Ross Kushel after the arrest. He criticized police and prosecutors for insisting on pressing the case, calling it prosecutorial misconduct. Kemper, after the trial, said, "The good news is justice was done. It was always ridiculous. A security guy went overboard. Even that is understandable. What wasn't understandable is that the police and the prosecutor went to the mat on this." Now, I am going to say, and this is Daryl speaking, this is not from the article of KansasCity.com, I'm not going to stand up for private security here, because it was agreed upon that private security could be there on the condition that they not remove anybody from the library without the library's permission, and they clearly violated that. They clearly violated that agreement by removing not just one, but two people, including one of the people that works for the library that helped come up with the agreement, saying, "We don't normally have security, but since this is something that involves a Middle East expert here and there's going to be a public Q&A, we'll let you have security, but you don't remove anybody without our permission."
Oh, man. I don't understand how you can say this was justice served when, I mean, they didn't I guess, he got off, so to speak, but he didn't do anything wrong in the first place, so that doesn't seem justice. It still seems like an injustice, because they dragged him through the whole process in the first place.
Not being prosecuted is some kind of justice.
But he was still arrested.
True. You're never going to... Chris, here's something that I'm fairly certain you've heard throughout your life. You can never unarrest somebody. You can't build a time machine and go back and not arrest somebody. All that can be done to serve justice is to not acquit somebody that's been wrongly charged and possibly, hopefully, maybe have a civil suit of some sort. How do you wind up making someone whole?
Yeah. I would definitely say the only way I think you could get justice in this case is if the people who were involved in it, who were committing the acts of violence against these people, were held accountable for their own actions.
Right, and what's that going to look like? The guy had an injury, so pay his doctor bills that the employer already paid, so compensate the employer. What amount, and you know, this is the thing, to where some people are opposed to what's the term, compensatory damages, but that's really all you can try to calculate here. How much pain and suffering, and you know, would $1 million wind up being justice here?
Yeah.
And then who pays that? Does the speaker that hired the private security pay that? Does the private security that violated the agreement with the library pay that? Or because it happened on pseudo-public property, you know, is it going to be something to where the Kansas City municipal government winds up paying that? In which case, it's going to be the taxpayers that wind up getting screwed.
Yeah, I don't know.
The closest thing to justice happened here.
Yeah, I might agree with that. I don't know. I guess it kind of depends on the circumstances and the details, and we don't really know what those were, so, yeah.
Well, I gave as many details as were
available.
Provided.
Right.
Which seemed to be a fairly detailed recollection of what happened. There was an event. A guy was asking questions, and security...
So some of the information we don't know necessarily, though, is did private security know that they weren't allowed to do anything, for example? And
one would suspect that they would know that they weren't allowed to remove somebody, because part of the agreement of private security being there is that they cannot remove anybody.
It sounds like a liability issue for the person who actually committed the act against their agreement with the library. I mean, that seems to be who you would have to hold accountable.
Right, and... The article does not say whether or not there's been a civil suit of any kind on this.
Probably won't be, but...
But, again, even if there is, you know, there's all kinds of hoops and hurdles to jump through on civil suits, and then is it going to wind up getting thrown out of, oh, well, you failed to state a claim upon which relief might be granted. We're out of time for tonight, but always online at freetalklive.com. We'll be back tomorrow night. It's been Daryl and Chris. This is Free Talk Live.
Have you wanted to get into Bitcoin mining but don't want to deal with the hassle and frustration of operating the mining hardware? Let pool.bitcoin.com handle it for you like I did. Just visit pool.bitcoin.com and use their calculator to estimate what you could end up making. You get to decide which Bitcoin you want to mine. If you already have mining equipment, you're invited to join pool.bitcoin.com. Get all the details and get started mining Bitcoin at pool.bitcoin.com.
Dash is digital cash. A digital currency designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast and easy, fees are low, and transactions are confirmed instantly. Pay anyone, anywhere in the world, anytime, for just pennies on the dollar. Dash is the first digital money that's governed by its users. Join Dash at Dash.org and help build a better financial system for everyone. Find out more at Dash.org.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.